Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Whenever we see the Lord, when we see the revelation of His Word, that's how we see Him. When we study Jesus and what He did and said, when we see Him, we are enabled to judge what is true and reject what is false. We can receive the truth and reject the lie. In this world, there are so many illusions, lies, that's set up to distract us from the knowledge of God. Now, as the days draw near, because it's close to Jesus' return, Satan is working, trying to get people uninterested in the things of God and interested in the things of this world. And he doesn't care what it is, as long as you stop focusing on the Lord. If he can change your focus, he can change everything in your life. Jesus said, if your eye be single, if you're focused on the Lord, your whole body will be full of light. You'll know how to judge things. You'll know what to reject and what to receive. And so that, you know, you can, I was thinking, considering how the Lord give me things to say, and I spell it out. I minister God's word to people that he send me to. And years ago, it was, Paul said in Titus, speak sound doctrine that can't be condemned. And when the Lord gave me that word, I presented it as a case, just like a lawyer would his case, so you could see it for what it is. And the word explained it, and the Lord sent it, and you could tell it was from God. And it was elementary to me. But people don't always receive parts of God's word. If their focus has changed, it can hinder you from receiving what God is trying to give you. And this was revelation. So when God gives people revelation, I'm not just talking about fly by night, something that just make you feel good, tickle your ear. I'm talking about the core of God's word. And you let people know, people, and these are Christian people. But if your focus changes, it can hinder you from what you receive and what you reject. If the enemy had his way, he'd have you receive what's not going to work and reject the word of God that always works. He uses illusion, lies. That's all it is. Nothing to it. But you have to have a love for God's word. If that's not in place, then you're not going to learn, receive it. If anything in the world interests you, it can hinder you from what you receive of God. And this is a day where there are so much false teaching. The Lord said, the Holy Spirit through Apostle Paul said that there would be a great falling away first before the Lord returned. It's happened. People have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they traded out Jesus for the world. And Paul, you know, in Peter's day, he said that the false prophets turned the grace of God into lasciviousness and aid to sin, a license to sin. That's an abomination to God, because the grace of God is holy. It's to give us a chance to come to life. That's the purpose of grace. And everything of God receives light and rejects darkness. That's the first thing to happen. Let there be light. And the darkness comprehended it not. God chose the light, and he rejected darkness. That's what we have to do. even though we've been saved by grace, God forgave us of all of our sins and forgot about them. He's not going to hold it against you ever because you believe on Jesus. So that means that we have a chance to live. That's the purpose of grace, to get us to come to life so that we can choose the light and reject the darkness. It's a grace of God to reject darkness. That's true grace. That's the purpose of it. Now, grace is holy. This is what God chose to do. He didn't have to do it. He did it because He loves us. He wants His children back. He sent His only begotten Son, and Jesus chose to follow God. Jesus chose to obey the Father. He laid His life down, and then He rose again, and we got up with Him. But wrong doctrines won't help you. You cannot serve God with any form of doubt. We can only serve God in faith. And preachers that stop believing in what they're doing, they've forgotten the face of their Father. They traded off for something else. They traded the love of God and the faith of God for something otherwise. I asked the Lord for a definition of sin. He said it's a lying alternative. That's all sin is, a lying alternative. Nothing to it. It's wrong. There's no wisdom in it. It's not the knowledge of God. It's definitely not the counsel of God. It's not the way of God. It's the enemy of God. And sin always works. Sin has one purpose, to get you out of faith. That's it. To get you out of faith. If you're out of faith, you're in sin. Again. And once that happens, it can destroy you. The end of the graduations and the end of sin is death. Starts out just a distraction. It ends in your death and eternal judgment. We can't afford it. It's too expensive. And it costs you everything. But the blood of Jesus washed all that out of our lives. And we have to choose to reject it. We have the power to reject it now. Because we have authority in this earth. We can speak the word of God at our will and change the facts that do exist. We can counter every attack that the enemy can spring upon us. All of his lies, all of his fiery darts, all of his logic, everything he say, we can destroy it at our will. And that's what we're supposed to do. But if we don't, it's not going to work right. Our lives will change and become worse. We need the Lord. We need to follow God and not act according to the course of this world. And the Lord is returning soon, very soon. And He's going to bless us and take us forward and not backwards. Everything that we do can be on God's side. All of our actions, all of our thoughts. We can always follow God. We can take Him at His word. We can go forward. We don't have to bow down to the rudiments of this world. We don't have to operate according to the wiles of the devil. We don't have to live with his foot on our neck. But we can go forward and not backwards. We can take what's ours and live. And that's precisely what the word of God has given us the right to do. So as we go forward in Him, We have to always choose the light and reject darkness. The word helps us detect the word and receive the word. Now there are things we need to receive from God that we may not be prepared to receive yet. And I'll say that with all sincerity. I can't count the times that the Lord said things to me I had to believe it. I knew that it was of God, and I had to believe it. But, and as long as I was in faith, he gave me confirmations. Now, I happen to go to a very good church, surrounded by people that want to do the same thing. So, when the Lord give me hard facts, things that I have to, that may be tough for me to receive, I receive it by faith. And I ask for confirmation, and I always get one. And the Lord know that I'm, you know, when he say something, I take it, I believe it. If you don't believe it, it's not going to help you. And you won't be able to help others. You have to believe what the Holy Spirit gives you. Never quench the Holy Spirit. Never. It's my goal to never quench the Holy Spirit. Always obey him. And see, people, they quench the Holy Spirit because of their beliefs, what they've received, and what they've been taught and trained. Some people do it because of their doctrine. The denomination they're in, they do it this way and they don't do it that way. And they stick to the rules because the denomination gave them the building. And sometimes that's the way that they think and believe. But sometimes those doctrines originated, the source of it, was a seducing spirit, a doctrine of the devil. A lot of mainstream churches in this country believe, or say they believe, that healing went out with the apostles. You don't have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, that went away with the apostles. That doesn't make sense. There's no scripture for that. There's nothing. There's no way you can find a scripture to say anything close to that. So where did it come from if it didn't come from the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit can't give a doctrine like that because it's unholy. It's not true. The Holy Spirit will only give you true things, scriptural things, foundational things. And sometimes people have received things so far, of course, when the Lord say things that's hard to receive, it's because we've received and believed something else instead of the truth. And then there are some parts of his word, even though it's plain as day, and they're from the foundation, we never saw it the way that he intended. Because of the influences of darkness, and other people are doing, other people are saying, other people see it. And we think that we can choose and pick things to believe. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Every word means every word. If the Holy Spirit say it, I believe it. Now that's a good confession right there to help get you back in order, to help you stay in order. I can say, I believe every word spoken by the Holy Spirit. I agree with every word spoken by the Holy Spirit. This saying something like that in faith, it changes the facts. When it happens, when the Holy Spirit says something that he needs me to believe, I'm more apt to believe it because I said I would. I chose to be in agreement. And that was my message, follow God. Now, this is what was happening in the lives of the ministers that I was talking about earlier. The Lord had me to take a word and say, follow God. So, I took that word. What they were doing, they believed parts of God's word, and they were endeavoring to do God's will. But there were some things that they were teaching that was just not right. And there were some things the Lord wanted them to teach, and they wouldn't do it. Now, I got an illustration. One pastor, the Lord had me to tell him that he was going to release people to have in their spiritual gifts. And he wanted him to encourage them to use those spiritual gifts. Now, the Lord had put together a team. His church was a team. They were on fire for God, and they really wanted to serve God. And they were growing. He was doing his job. He said, well, the people, I can't do that. The people, they'll get in the flesh and do this. I said, no. My instruction was to tell you that he's going to release the spiritual gifts. And if you don't release them to use the spiritual gifts, then he's going to send them somewhere else. He said, nah, but they'll get in the flesh, they'll get out of oil. He didn't hear me. He didn't believe me. But I saw his members of other places when the Lord sent me to other churches. And they were strong people of God. Now the Lord, see, whenever there are people are bearing fruit, the Lord will purge them so that they can bear more fruit. Spiritual gifts, when people start speaking the words of God, when people are receptive to the move of the Holy Spirit, then the Lord can make the adjustments that's necessary. Everybody grows up. And then the Lord can start releasing other things. None of that happened because he was hard-headed. And the key people that were there that'll never go back were sent somewhere else. So the promotion that he was about to receive could not happen. And I got tired of seeing people do this to God. I didn't even want to do my job. I didn't even want to meet any more pastors that would do things like that. But I had to get out of my feelings and get back to work. The very next pastor the Lord sent me to, I went home. I didn't even give him the word. I was so frustrated with the way the people had done. And the Lord, he loves us. He's patient. And he brought it back to my attention to go back. So the next week I went back to his church and I spoke the word that God had given me. And it happened. And I never went back on that again. I always do what God gave me to do from that point on. I had vowed that I would follow God, but that Sunday I said, I don't want to meet any more pastors. I went home. And the Lord sent me back, and I gave that pastor that word, and it happened. And I repented and asked the Lord to forgive me because I didn't keep my vow that day. But he knows how to deal with us. And he knows why I was frustrated. I felt just like Ezekiel did and Isaiah when people wouldn't listen. But the Lord had already told me that my job is to give people the word. It's not my. And he said, what they do with that word is not your business. And that's precisely what he said. And I had to grow. Now he knew from the time that I made that first vow that I wasn't good at keeping that vow. But I gave God that vow. And that's why I learned to follow God. Because some of the things he told me to do, I would not have done it. Except I had made the vow. I'm glad I made that vow. Back in 1988. And I talked about it on other broadcasts. I told God I'd follow him no matter how I felt about it. And sometimes I had to make myself do what he said do. But I'm going to tell you this. Every time I obeyed God, it was worth it. Every time. It was definitely worth it. And I'm blessed because of it. Now, the Lord has so much to say to his people. He has so much to share with us. He cares about us in every way and every form. Now, as you go forward in the ways of God, as you do what he give you to do, you're going to find yourself growing from glory to glory. And you're going to see all the reasons you decided you didn't want to follow him, you're going to see it was nothing but illusion, a lie. See, sometimes our thought processes have to be adjusted. And the only way you're going to receive what's necessary is to receive more light. Now you can do it several ways. Now the easiest way is to receive a large amount of God's word in your heart. Chapters, books, listen to them. Sometimes you need to listen to the whole book of Isaiah, the whole book of Revelation in one setting. You can listen to it while you work, while you wash dishes, whatever you're doing. Some jobs don't care if you listen to something. If you drive a truck, whatever you do, you can listen to God's word, and that gives the Holy Spirit something to work with. And then when you're around people that's doing the same thing, they're going to say things, and you can make adjustments. And whatever the Holy Spirit brings to you, just quickly receive it and make your adjustments. And when we make the right adjustments, we become more focused, and we can do things we normally could not do. And you can advance in life in every way. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Don't let the enemy hide the light. Receive the light and conquer all forms of darkness. Change all the facts in your life. Everything that's wrong, make it right. Make the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. And the Lord will help you do it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life in this day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.